For today's podcast, we'll be talking about how low and high income areas are categorized as one being violent and the other being peaceful, and how the police never deal with supposed crime in high income areas. Now let's dive in it with me, Gabriel Panetta, as your host. So now let's pin it to win it with Minority Minute, episode 15. To start things off today, we're going to be talking about how a group of Boy Scouts, along with their leader, visited an aquarium in Norwood, California. Then, as they had a great day enjoying themselves and having a good time at the aquarium, it was time for them to head home. And as they were walking to the car in the parking lot, they saw that the car was broken into with broken and smashed windows. They did call 911, as any other person would do, and waited for hours for the police to come. As it turns out, the police never showed up, and they did have to drive home with those 10 Boy Scouts in the car with smashed broken windows. That sounds pretty scary for those kids to experience, and kind of traumatizing for me, in my opinion. Next, there was a news report in Elk Grove about a police officer named Tara O'Sullivan, who was shot at a crime scene, and as they did call for backup, the backup did get there within 7 minutes as reported, but then took him 44 minutes to take her to the hospital, and later on died at the hospital. So let's just say that the police were scared due to the weapon the suspect had that could shoot through their protective vest. See, now people don't really think these things happen in high-income areas, such as Elk Grove. And as we were just talking about that, there is no peaceful or perfect place where these crimes do not happen. And people define that as high-income areas where nothing happens, crime never happens, police never have any problems there. But as you can see, the high and low-income areas are the same, where crime happens everywhere. There is no perfect place where people think and say that there is. Now that you have a bit of insight about these two areas, it shows that to an extent of these crimes, that it is similar to high and low-income areas. How people say that low-income areas are violent, bad, ghetto, and the high-income areas aren't. But high-income areas could be that way too, and these two sources in a way prove that. Now, I'm not saying all high-income areas could be like that or are like that, but some are saying that it's never like that, and that's what I'm trying to prove here. And after these two reports that happen in these communities, how can we do something either to help or change that to prevent these things like this from happening? That's a big question here. Let me repeat that. After these two reports that happen in these communities, how can we do something to either help or change to our communities to prevent things like this from happening? Now that's a little question I'll leave you guys hanging and think about the next time you see an article about these things happening, or maybe seeing in your own community. Think about that question. Think about all this you just heard and how it relates to the real life. Thank you guys for listening, and thank you for taking the time to listen to my podcast today of episode 15 of Minority Minute. And until next time, Minority out.